So we have a lot of things today. It's Thursday, and it's the 28th of July. The new moon is occurring at 10:55 a.m. West Coast time, 12:55 p.m. Central time. So we not only have a new moon, today is our reappearance meditation. We are going to read Shambhala. It's Shambhala's day, Jupiter's day, and Jupiter retrogrades. So interesting. Jupiter retrogrades at 8 degrees, 43 minutes, Aries. It goes back to 29-28 degrees, Pisces, on November 23rd. So, lots of things today to read, and also our healing meditation. Just wanted to say a few things. Begin. I'm going to move through these things we're doing today. So let us stand together. Let us stand with the United States. Let us stand with Matthew. Let us open up the healing dimension in the Bardos. Let us invite humanity to stand with us in this meditation today. It's such a comprehensive level of meditation. Stand with Master Kumar and Master CBV, all the teachers, the Tibetan. We stand together in our ashram. We invite humanity to join us today. We call in our group members, our families, our friends, our loved ones. We ask the angels to direct that plane to Kauai. Laura and the family are going to Kauai. We stand with those who came before us, prepare the way for those who come after us. Stand with all the teachers and all the masters. We join them in this meditation this morning, and they join us. We stand under the light of Shambhala, the Lord of the world. And one more time, we see the Lord of the world and Master CVV at Matthew's head. And we see Lord Maitreya at Matthew's feet. And we see Jesus. And we see Mary at Matthew's heart. And Matthew is in room 327. Wherever that is in Natividad, we see that these great ones are there with Matthew, tending and caring for him. We ask the nurses to be very attentive to Matthew, to ask him in the morning and during the day and the nighttime, "Are you in pain, Matthew? Are you in pain?" To not forget him. We also send our gratitude to all those who are helping Matthew, all the staff at the hospital, all of Matthew's friends. Matthew's friends are his healing. Let us see that Natividad has this great golden triangle around itself, that all those who are in the hospital are eased and comforted by the work we do each day. And especially let's see this triangle of gold around Matthew. Master Kumar said, "A triangle of gold, a triangle of gold." And also the blue. Around Matthew, we see Master CBV at the top of the triangle, Master Kumar at the left, Risa at the right, Matthew at the feet of the Master. And so let us say our soul invocation. We connect with Matthew's soul. He says these words with us. We hear humanity says, humanity will say these words with us too, and we identify as I am the soul. I am light divine. I am love. I am will. I am fixed and perfect in my design. I am the soul. And as the soul comforts and the soul heals everyone in our healing dimension, the soul comforting them and the soul healing them. And we stand together in a six-pointed star. We surround Matthew. We surround the hospital. We surround our country, our people, our government. We surround the earth with our creative imagination. We lift up the personality of all the kingdoms and all the peoples and all the governments to the light of the soul. and then we stand with them. We look up and see another triangle. This is the monadic triangle, a triangle of fire, the will to good, the will to love, the will to be. And so this triangle, it has tongues of fire emanating from it. We dedicate ourselves to the will to good, to the will to love. Let us surround Matthew with this triangle. We surround the hospital. We surround Salinas. We surround California. We surround our country. We surround our nation. We surround our entire earth. Tongues of fire touch the hearts and minds of humanity. When they do, goodwill embedded within humanity comes alive. The will to good becomes the will to love. Goodwill, right relations, peace and beauty and harmony, healing, and this is what humanity seeks. We place the six-pointed star and monadic triangle into the hearts and minds of humanity everywhere. And as we do this, humanity sees a new light. The spirit comes forth and lifts up humanity's personality to the soul. Little will to the greater will. And we stand now under the light of Leo and the three fires of Leo. And as we stand under these three fires, I'm going to read Shambhala. Let us stand within our ashram. During the new moon times, we use all these words for visualizing, creating the thought form of solution for humanity. The new moon time, strengthening the hands, the endeavors of the new group of world servers. And we say together as we stand under this new moon of Leo, I am one with my group brothers and sisters. We are one with our group brothers and sisters, and all that we have is theirs. May the love which is in our soul pour forth to them. May the strength which is in us lift and aid them. May the thoughts which our soul creates reach and encourage them. I'm going to say this one more time to those in need of healing. We are one with our group brothers and sisters, and all that we have is theirs to those in need of healing. May the love which is in our soul pour forth to those in need of healing. May the strength which is in us lift and aid them. May the thoughts which our soul creates reach and encourage them. We recognize our place as a group within the heart center of the new group of world servers. As we stand together, we extend a line of lighted energy towards the spiritual hierarchy. This is the planetary heart center. We extend that line of light to the Christ, the heart of love within the hierarchy, and then towards Shambhala, to Sanat Kumara, where the will of God is known. As we stand together, we ponder upon the planetary role of the new group of world servers and its 10 seed groups. I'm sorry, just a moment, please. We ponder upon the planetary role of the new group of world servers and its 10 seed groups. We stand mediating between hierarchy and humanity. We respond to any hierarchical impression. And we stand together aligning humanity, hierarchy, and Shambhala. And as we do this together in our visualizations, we help to bring the plan of God and the restoration of the earth into existence. We stand together under the light of Leo. We reflect upon the Leo seed thought. I am that, and that am I. I am that, and that am I. We realize that in cancer waited for the light of the soul to embed into its dark light of matter. And then Leo appeared. Leo is the soul. Leo is the light of the soul, the reflected point of light, logoic and light divine. It is the light that focuses and reveals a point within a circle. We stand within the life of the sun on the monadic level, the heart of the sun on the soul level. We stand within the rays of the sun on the personality level. These veil Uranus, Neptune, and Jupiter. These are three fires. There are three levels of being. There's the cosmic fire, symbolized by Aries, the solar fire, symbolized by Leo, the planetary fire, the fire of Sagittarius. These are purifying fires. They're purifying fires of the soul. They create a deep sensitivity within us. We are sensitive to the influences and impacts from all of our environments around us and from our physical senses. We are sensitive to the will and wishes and urgings of ourselves, of our personality. We are sensitive to the soul. The soul is a point of mediation between the creative fire of the spiritual self and the physical world of the personality self. And we are sensitive to the spiritual will. Leo is a sign of the first ray, and it responds to the right use of will. When we, under Leo, have developed to a point of being a liberated, individualized person, free from the thrall and karma of the lower self, we can begin to transform all outer environments, and we and they become a proper vehicle for the expression of the inner plan and purpose of divinity. And this is accomplished through world service, as Leo is the opposite of Aquarius. And so, if we are standing on the cardinal cross, there are two important underlying factors about Leo, which constitutes the heart of the lion. Number one, the will to illumine. This is the deep urge towards self-knowledge, self-awareness, and the development of a positive intellect, electrically potent, so that it may fire the minds of others. This will to illumine is an aspect of the workings of Ray 5. This is really important for each one of us. Where is Leo in our chart? We can have the intention to have this wherever Leo is in our chart, whatever area of life Leo forms itself. Number two, the will to rule. In the early stages, it expresses itself as a dictatorial power of the ego, the personality, that benevolent dictator. Yet at later stages, it is the will to rule that leads a person to achieve control over the very same personality, and in the mastery of the personality, to achieve soul control. This is one of the primary functions of Ray 1, as it expresses itself in our Ray 2 solar system, the will to love. When Leo has mounted the cardinal cross, these two facets of the will, illumination and right rulership, emanate from the soul. The individual on the cardinal cross is now able to instill and inspire a group within which one serves a central role. This service is focused on cohesive direction and the expression of those creative fires that keep the movements of the collective in motion. Leo becomes a vehicle for the centripetal force of the creative will and it functions to hold a group together. On the cardinal cross, the Leo leader does not see the self as the center, but as an integrating, focused, fixating expression of the collective will of God, the Masters, and the group. Yet the only true self-conscious person is the man who is aware of purpose, of a self-directed life, of a developed and definite life plan and program. We learn, we move towards this. In the truly developed self-conscious man, not only is direction, purpose, and plan present, but also a consciousness of the active agent of plan and action. In other words, whatever one thinks and does, whatever one thinks, one begins to put into action together. And so we stand within the spiritual sun. We find ourselves to be a source of light. We rule by love. We have the right use of will. We make right choice. We have purpose. We hear the call of divinity and offer that call to humanity. And we say together, I am that, and that am I. I am that, and that am I. With such joy, we see that our personality and our soul, they're fused. They have a relationship, and there's integration. And now we can be, live, teach, rule as a conscious extension of divine will. I am that, and that am I. In our meditation, this is our creative agent. We endeavor to build a new world for humanity. And this new world is how this new world is built from our imagination. We use our mind to envision all these ideals. And now, let us be still for a moment and gather the light of Leo and identify as illumined and the ability to rule as a conscious extension of divine will. Let us see that we stand in the three fires. We gather the light of Uranus, of Neptune, and of Jupiter. And we visualize now the precipitation of the will to good, of essential love, streaming throughout the planet, from Shambhala, through the hierarchy, through the Christ, through the new group of world servers, from rays 1 and 5, and ray 2, through Leo, down to the heart of the sun. All three levels of the sun, down through Shambhala, the hierarchy, the Christ, the new group of world servers, and from us into the men and women of goodwill everywhere in the 10 seed groups, and finally everywhere in the world. And then we see it flowing into the hearts and minds of the whole human family. And as we do this work, we see the many ways in which the one life and the love of the soul works through us and into the world. And together, as we do this work, we create the thought form of solution to world problems. And now I'm going to actually do the healing words today for Matthew and everyone in our healing dimension. As we stand together surrounding all those in the healing dimension, we say these words together with purity of motive, inspired by a loving heart. We offer ourselves for this work of healing for Matthew and for everyone in the healing dimension. This offer we make as a group to the ones in need of healing and of comfort. May the love of the Christ and the one soul focused in our group. May it radiate upon you, Matthew, and everyone in the healing dimension. May it heal and calm, soothe and strengthen. May it dissipate all that hinders your joy, your love, your service, and your good health. And the healing prayers from Master CBV. Master, please let Matthew and everyone in the healing dimension receive the influx of thy prana into their systems. So that they may transcend disease, illness, decay, fear, and death. So they may realize the highest truth, the pure love, and the bliss of existence. So they may serve humanity according to thy plan. Namaskarams, Master CVV. And within this healing dimension, let us see Master CVV touching everyone with his prana. Everyone in the healing dimension. And let us form a circle of planetary healers. Let the chief life descend and penetrate. The merry life preside over all functions of all those in the healing dimension. Let this healing happen within the etheric and within all levels of each person's body, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. Let the mineral, the plant, the animal, and the human levels be healed and harmonized. And we call forth the angels to cooperate and fulfill the plan of healers upon the earth to work with us. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Let the devas of light and love and power restore the health to everyone in the healing dimension. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. We call forth the rebuilding of the etheric body of each person in the healing dimension. The etheric body is the key to immortality, and it's the path of immortality, and it's Venus we call upon. We call upon all the angels and devas, the healers, to rebuild the etheric body within each person in the healing dimension, within Matthew, into its perfect template. And we ask Mary to do this because she did this for Jesus. She built a perfect etheric template. The physical body draws from the perfected etheric template. And the etheric body, when it's rebuilt, then offers perfect restorative health to the physical body. So we call in Mary and the healing angels to rebuild the perfect etheric template within Matthew and everyone in the healing dimension, so those in crisis can have health and balance and a well-functioning physical, emotional, and intellectual body, allowing the healing to happen. Allowing the healing to enter the etheric and stream through all the systems, the lymph, the digestive, the endocrine, the kidneys, the heart, the brain, the blood, offering strength and healing and protection to those in need. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And we remember God said, Matthew and others, I have made a new life for you. I have left your old life in the mountains. Come forth now and live the new life I have given you. I think now we will say our great invocation. Let us stand now at the pinnacles of the great centers, the inlets and the outlets. We see a great lighthouse built upon each one of these cities, and the light circles and it touches everyone in our world, all the kingdoms. It's the light of Cancer. It gives the nourishment one needs. And above is the light of Leo, the light of the soul, great fire. This fire touches the hearts and minds of humanity. We stand in Darjeeling, New York City, London, Geneva, Tokyo, and Darjeeling. A great five-pointed star. At the center is Venus. And we say this great invocation as the mantra of direction for humanity and also as a healing for Matthew and all those in need. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. May this light stream into the healing dimension. Stream into Matthew's brain and mind, healing. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men, into the heart of the healing dimension, into Matthew's heart. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men. The purpose which the masters know and serve. And may the purpose of each one in the healing dimension and the purpose of Matthew come forth. And from the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out. And may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Let light and love and power restore Matthew to perfect health. And everyone in the healing dimension, let light and love and power restore everyone to perfect health. And so let us now stand at the doorway of our ashram. This is our daily work. Everything we do affects humanity. We lift up our lamps in this darkness of the Kali Yuga so that the pathway for the seekers is not so dark. And we invite everyone to join us in our Kali Yuga prayer. We say together, lead us, O Lord, from darkness to light, from the unreal to the real, from death to immortality, from chaos to beauty. Lead us, O Lord, from darkness to light, from the unreal to the real, from death to immortality, from chaos to beauty. And now let us be still for a moment, everyone. So this multiple levels of meditation and teaching can settle and rest within our bodies and become a direction for us during the day. After a moment of quiet, we'll say our three ohms together. Let us visualize we are aligning with the soul. Let us see all those in need, Matthew, all those in need aligning with the soul, allowing the light of comfort and healing and wisdom to pour down upon all of us, upon Matthew, upon everyone in need. And the soul says to us, I am the immortal soul. I illumine all parts of the personality. And I, as the soul, remain unchangeable in spite of the personality changes. I am the soul. And now with our bell, let us say our three ohms together, integrating and synthesizing this meditation, the teachings. Let us say our three ohms with gratitude. Gratitude to the work we're doing, to each other, to everyone who will hear this meditation, to those in need calling us to help them. We're grateful to them. And we invite everyone in heaven, everyone on earth, all the kingdoms, everyone has a voice, to join us in these ohms. Remember in the Shambhala book, the thousand-petaled lotus and the ohms. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. So let us carefully and gently begin to precipitate down, everyone, into our three-dimensional world after this very deep and high meditation. So many intentions brought forth. Let us see ourselves precipitating down into our three-dimensional world on this Thursday. On this Thursday, the 28th of July, let us also remember to see Jupiter station retrograde this afternoon at 1:37 p.m. West Coast time at 8 degrees 43 minutes Aries. Humanity then enters into an internal state of self-defining, self-definition, identity, self-identity. So let us begin to precipitate down into our three-dimensional world. Let us gather this meditation around ourselves. It guards and guides us today. It penetrates within the etheric body of Matthew and everyone in need of healing. Guards and guides them too. Helps to create that perfect template of healing. So let us precipitate down into our three-dimensional world today on this Thursday, Jupiter's day. The day we choose joy. And let us see what our tasks might be today. Complete them with ease, with beauty, with harmony, with grace. At the end of the day, we then review the day. We see that the day was good. No matter what happened, the day was good.